what the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
And here is Lee striding to the microphone this morning. All standing at the microphone, right, yes. How are you, great man?
Oh, pretty good, mate.
Yeah.
How are you?
It helps if I turn it on, yeah.
Oh, geez, that's always handy, isn't it? Yeah, thanks, mate.
All right, sorry about that one. What are they saying today, other than an ad on the front page of the Telegraph?
Yeah, well, in the Sydney Morning Herald, at least, deep chill in China ties. Liberal MP Andrew Hastie's parliamentary speech naming billionaire Chow Chak Wing as funding the bribery of a senior UN official is threatening to derail the Turnbull government's foreign interference laws and heighten already tense relations with China. As well as that, go ahead for Walsh Bay Arts Hub, a revamped multi-million dollar plan to transform the waterfront between the Harbour Bridge and Barangaroo into an arts precinct has been given the green light and received the cautious support of the Sydney restaurant owner who had stopped it. And in the Daily Telegraph, after you turn the advertising page, you find the headline, Stop White Flight, Cry for Help as Suburbs Swamped by Syrian and Iraqi Refugees. Labor leader Luke Foley says a white flight is occurring across Western Sydney, with Anglo families forced to move out of forgotten suburbs, struggling to cope with the huge burden of migration. As well as that, US concerns over MP's expose. US Secretary authorities are carefully considering their future engagement with a powerful Australian Parliamentary Intelligence Committee after its chair disclosed details of a top-secret FBI investigation publicly without their seeking permission.
Okay, thank you for that. Lee, this morning, and interesting again, I think for about the third day in a row, the Bureau's given us a dangerous surf warning today.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So large swell, big waves, all that sort of thing once again, and that means that the RMS has recommended that if you're a boatie, if you're thinking of going out today...
Don't.
Maybe don't do it. And of course, that goes for rockfishers as well. Make sure you're in enclosed conditions where the surf can't get to you.
Yeah, for sure. Big surf comp on at Crescent Head. I'll hopefully talk with Fergo after 7 this morning, but that's for the more experienced surfers, and it'd be quite a sight there today. Good on you, Lee. Well, you hurtle off down the hallway, buddy, and we shall talk to you in about 6 minutes' time from now.
Cheers.